Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. I'm so glad I'm not dressed up in a costume. Happy November. Oh, my God.
Until it's turkey season, you promised me a turkey hat at some point this month.
Yeah,
I'll
got
keep
one.
My eyes peeled just like my potato.
It's funny because I have a pile of costumes in the corner in the studio. Yeah.
Into the cellar, which they came.
Yes. Just a pile of them. All right. So real quick before we get started, a few things we want to hit up. Jeff Dunham tickets. All right. Yes. We have Jeff Dunham tickets up for grabs. All you got to do is go to bigpartyshow.com and put in this word, Molly. What's the word?
Jeff. We're keeping it easy. J-E-F-F. Jeff.
Yeah. And then you put that at bigpartyshow.com under contests. And then, you can win a pair of tickets. This is the last week, by the way. This show is on the 8th. And it's not just one pair that we're giving out. There'll be a few of you party crashers. And thanks for becoming party crashers and hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. Also, Rebecca Rosen, she's going to be hitting the studio and the show and doing some live reads. Because of the magnitude of emails that we get that want to get read by Rebecca, we thought it was best to make it simple for us and everyone because we don't want your emails, because they're important to us and you guys, obviously. We don't want them to get buried or lost because that can happen. So what we decided to do is just put it on a link. It's on bigpartyshow.com. It's right next to, you know, what's coming and where you'd go to contest.
Right at the it says Rebecca Rosen. You click on that, you go and you can register for, you know, basically getting into the selection of whether or not you can get a reading. I mean, this is the thing. We get so many. We don't want people to think like we didn't choose you and you were the only one that didn't get picked. There are so many emails and she can only do so many readings, but we also will keep you in mind for future. This isn't going to be the last time that she's on the show.
No, no. And it's just easier this way for everybody. And it is a random deal. It is a random pick and it just makes it fair for everyone. So if you want to get read by her, that's all you got to do. It's pretty simple. I love having her on. She's awesome. The way she is. Great.
I've been listening to her meditations lately.
How is it going?
It's good. Yeah. So she's on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
So like where you stream Big Party Show, you can also stream her stuff. I was listening to one the other day to just be grounded and present.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's always a good thing. Yeah.
Serenity now. Because it was one of the days where I didn't have my gentle yoga class. Oh, my God. Okay. I haven't even told you about gentle yoga.
Well, let me make a note on that. Gentle.
Oh, yeah. Gentle yoga. I went Friday. I went Friday to gentle yoga.
Well, before we get into it, you want to motivate real quick? It is motivational.
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah. All right. Here's your choices. You have salmon. Basically, Molly picks one of the three categories, and then we just roll with whatever it is. Here's your choices. Salmon, wings, or pork chop.
Ooh.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
Let's do wings.
You're going to do wings today? All right. Yeah, it's wings. Let's get motivated.
Okay, Diva, you can do it. You gotta do it with the tenacity and the ferociousness of a possum who's been at the bottom of a trash can and not seen the light of day in many, many hours. You just gotta be ready to jump out of that thing like, yeah, ferocious possum.
My God.
Do it. I guess that's today's vibe. Ferocious possum. Watch out, world. Yeah. Kitty got claws. And a weird rat tail.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So there's your wings motivation. Next one will be Wednesday.
Well, I love it. Thank you very much.
Two more left over. All right. So tell me, what is your gentle yoga?
Oh, my God. I stumbled across it by accident. So I belong to this gym in my neighborhood. And the thing about this gym is it's not like a 24-hour fitness. It's not like it's none of those places. It's attached to the hospital. So it's like a rehab and a gym. So people from the neighborhood can join, but I mean, it's also like a nursing facility.
Like so a nursing home? Like
no,
old people? Okay.
It's like if you were going through physical rehab, you know what I mean? And so they have personal trainers, they've got massages, they've got all this stuff, but it's just, it skews a little older. So it's usually like...
Oh, it's like the YMCA where all the elderlies go and swim. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, they have pools for like aqua stuff. I haven't done any of that. The pool stuff freaks me out. I don't do pool. Anyhow, so I go to this place and that's where I do my laps. It's almost like the equivalent of like mall walking because it's me and just a room full of grandmas and I am just lapping them, you know, and it's so good for your self-confidence. You're blazing up. You're like, am I in the jog lane? Only because the walk lane is like a crawl lane. So I go over to the jog lane, even though I'm just walking.
Yeah.
But it just mentally, it really boosts you. Okay, so I saw this class for gentle yoga. I didn't know what it was. And I haven't done yoga in a while. So I was like, okay, I'll go check it out. Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, you never get off the floor.
Oh, really? Are you doing hard stuff? You don't want people dying.
No, it is me and a room full of Shirleys. Like, I am the odd guy out. I am the youngest person in the class by decades. And it is fantastic. And they're all just like, hey, Cheryl. I'm like... just a fly on the wall watching all these old ladies. They're like, Karen, it's so good to see you. How was your hip surgery? And have I'm you, like, hanging out.
Have you met any? Like, have you buddied up with anyone yet?
I stay to myself because I know that, like, I mean, I'm the only person in that room with naturally dark hair.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Everyone else is gray.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
It is fantastic. If you ever want to feel like the most fit, most in shape person in the room, you got to go to an elderly rehab center.
Okay.
And suddenly.
That's fantastic.
You're like an Adonis. So yeah, this is the best part. So.
Okay.
You never get off the mat. There's no strain. I mean, you're working a lot of your hips because that's a big problem in the room. A lot of lower back, stuff like that.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So it's always these two same instructors, these two ladies. They're so chill. I love it. All of a sudden we had this like substitute instructor. Like I don't know who this guy was. And I don't know if he didn't get the memo. But his name was Tim, and he was like, now get your straps. I was like, straps? What would we need straps for? What kind of stretching do you have planned? It was, my legs hurt afterwards. I was like, if this is not gentle, Tim. Tim had us up. Tim had us downward dog. I was like, Tim, read the room.
You're going to see less people in the next one only because they're too sore to move, I'm sure. Because if you are, they are. That's for sure.
I was like, are you kidding me? My leg was shaking in the strap. Like, I was like holding on. I was like, how are the grandmas doing this? Yeah.
So you're doing the bands. Is that what it is? The rubber band strap type deals?
No, they're like, they're like canvas straps.
Okay. All right. So okay.
You're doing it because you can't reach your feet.
Yes.
Because in a world, I know what you're saying, where people are older, you're not really that bendy.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do it, but I use the strap because why exert myself? It's supposed to be gentle.
I know.
I went on Friday. I don't think I opened my eyes for an hour. Like, I just did it all with my eyes closed. It was so serene.
You're building yourself up for the future. Hey, Friday, Halloween, how was it real quick for you guys? We had about 100 people, about 100. And it was weird because there were it's like mobs.
Oh, mobs like of kids just coming up.
So there'd be like 20 at one time. There'd be 10 at one time. And then there's like this pause in between. And then... yeah, I mean, so we had a lot, but normally we have, Wayne said that's kind of average. I don't know. It seems like we have more. We gave away like fruit snacks, and then also like some type of Tootsie Roll stuff. Okay. And Tootsie Roll, I took the Tootsie Roll Pops out and kept them for myself. And then
such the worst.
And then little chocolate bars. Okay. So the chocolate bars were the last thing in. And we never even opened up the bag of chocolate bars because we were trying to get through the fruit snacks, which, by the way, it's
you're
Sam's
like, push
Club.
The fruit snacks. I don't eat those.
So Wylene opened them up, a package of the fruit snacks. And you know how I am about gummy bears and stuff like that. I love them. But the thing about fruit snacks is a lot of time they're too gummy, as in there's no chew to them, so it gets stuck in your teeth. These are Walmart brand. Not Walmart brand, but Sam's Club brand. They're the best fruit snacks I've ever had. I was blown away. Yeah, to the point where when she was trying to fill up the bowl,
I was like, whoa, let's
slow it down.
Dad likes those. So, those don't have to all go out. We can hold some of that back.
They were so good. Sam's Club needs to sponsor
the
show.
Were they the Halloween branded ones?
No.
Where it's like they were just the regular. Because you don't. That's the thing. They get you with all this. Like, it's got Halloween packaging. You're like,
I didn't do that.
Is it necessary? Like, I don't.
Well, the thing is this. Is that the cost for candy is so expensive and everyone knows it. You're going to spend $40-$50 on something you're just giving away, right? Mm-hmm. So the fruit snacks is something someone would buy and throw in their lunch, you know, stuff like that. Those were like $10 for like 100. And I'm like, these are garbage until I ate one. I'm like, no. And then the candy bars were like $10 for like 80 of them or something like that. And then I went ahead and got the other big bag because I didn't know how much we were going to have. And that was $23 of just junk candy that I don't like except for the pops, the Tootsie Roll pops. I love those. And so, yeah, I have a bunch of candy left over. My God.
We have
you
a
only
ton.
Had a couple people? I mean, oh, my God, what happened?
We had literally
that?
Like two trick-or-treaters. I don't know.
That's
what,
not normal.
I don't know if. Yeah, it really wasn't. I think because we didn't really decorate this year.
You had your light on, right?
Yeah, we did. But, you know, we live in a Chicago bungalow. So we don't have a front porch. You've got to go down the side of the house to get to our front door.
You'd have to set up out front.
So we usually set up out front and we stand out front. But we had Mara, my daughter, had kids over. So we were kind of busy hosting and entertaining. And but then once they went out trick-or-treating, I was like, okay, let's hit it. And then by that point, I was like, it's done. We have so much candy left over. Thank God
happy.
I got the good stuff. I know, actually.
We got
I think I ate my weight in Kit Kats yesterday. Like, I was like, I have to stop.
Yeah.
Like, this is getting bad. Like, every time I went by the bowl, I was like digging. Like, I don't know if there are any Kit Kats left. I think I ate them all.
I didn't know you're a Kit Kat. Break me up a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
I love the crunch.
Yeah, the crunch is delicious.
I love the crunch.
Okay, so we have two different things going on. You like the Kit Kat, and I wouldn't buy the combination bag, mainly because of the price, because they didn't have enough of what I wanted. And they had Kit Kats in there, but I also wanted the chocolate bars. So I like the chocolate to melt in my mouth. I just like to throw it in my mouth frozen and let it slowly melt. The Kit Kat, I don't mind, but I didn't want the Kit Kat crunch.
So I got mine at Costco, and it was the chocolate assembly bag or you know, chocolate assortment, not assembly.
Yeah.
Assortment bag. And it was Kit Kats, Twix, Snickers.
Mm-hmm. That's what I gave
Hershey,
up on.
Nah. Almond Joy. What was it? Three Musketeers. That was it.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. There. And peanut butter cups, like all that kind of stuff. So I've got this thing, leftover Halloween candy. USA Today had a cool story. What do you do with all this candy?
Okay.
Some people say donate, you know, and that's fine.
No,
but like, no. So here are a couple ideas, and I think I'm going to try a couple of these. One is mix it into candies or mix it into cookies or brownies.
Hey, bingo.
So cut it up and make like.
You should grind it up. Grind it up like that and use it as toppings for ice cream, too.
Well, that's one of the other ones. Use as ice cream toppings or mix-ins. You can make your own cement mixers. Okay. So they're like, buy a pint of ice cream and then just put it in there and stir it around. And then you've got your own blizzard.
Welcome to Fat Talk.
I mean, if you don't think I took copious notes. I was like, perfect. Love.
Because I like those ideas. Thing.
So New York Times Cooking I belong to.
Uh-huh.
And they had this thing and it looked amazing. It was everything in the kitchen sink skillet cookie. So you you make the dough and then you put it in a cast iron skillet and it had M&Ms and pretzels and pieces of Kit Kat and pieces of all of it. And it's in there and you bake it in the oven and then you cut it like pizza.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
If you think I'm not making that, then you don't know me.
Please make it.
I mean, because they had the pretzels on top. Uh-huh. Looks so good because salty and sweet is such a deadly
hands
combination.
Down. Oh,
which is like best.
The other day I didn't have because you'd got me on that not syrup but the fudge topping or whatever the heck
hot
for
fudge.
Ice cream. Mm. I am out of it, right? And so I needed something. And so sometimes I'll throw some peanuts in it, the ice cream or whatever. Mm-hmm. I decided I had some pretzels. And I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to throw a bunch of pretzels on there. Oh, that's game changer for me. Now that's all I want to eat is
ice cream and pretzels. It's so good. You know, they've got
Make that thing that you just talked about.
I think I will on account of the fact that, but the problem is that I have so many, like I baked all these cookies for the kids.
Okay.
Peter's like, why are you baking cookies? I was like, because I don't want them just to eat candy. He's like, so you made another sugar thing for them now? Like, yes.
Yeah.
It's all about variety.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Did Peter
so I
dress
made
up?
Chocolate cookies.
Did you guys dress up or anything like that? I didn't. Wylene didn't either. Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah, no, I wore my Nebraska sweatshirt. I went as a corn husker. I live in Chicago.
That works.
This lady's are you from Nebraska? She's like, are you from Nebraska? I was like, why else would I own a Nebraska sweatshirt?
Exactly.
Like she's
I saw one couple wearing six and one other, the mom was wearing a seven.
Oh,
the six, okay. Seven. I wanted to yell something out there, but I didn't. I held back.
You're like, I know what that means. Yeah. It doesn't mean anything, but I know what it is. Or like, congratulations, old man. Good job. My girlfriend, daughter went as a sick seven. So she had a red nose. And
that's funny.
Carried, like Kleenex and stuff. And she had a seven on her shirt. So she was a six, seven.
That's creative. Mm-hmm. One kid actually said, not a whole lot of trick or treats. A lot of happy Halloweens. Plus, we put up a gate so the dogs can, because they're just going to get in there anyway. And everyone wants to pet the dog. So they all do that and they love it. We had one returner, but we had one kid that said, trick or treat, smell my feet. Now that Wylene was doing that and I was in the background, I was doing something. And I heard that. I was like, did he just say that? That's funny.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it is. Trick or treat, smell my feet. And then this one girl who's a returner, she had come. She wanted to know the names of the dogs.
She came back around?
Well, she forgot that our neighborhood gets dark.
Oh, so she was like, I didn't realize I already hit this house. You're like, yeah, nice try. The fruit snacks were out.
No, so what she said is this, because she had met the dogs, wanted to know the Tequila and Remy, their names, right? And then when she came back around to get more stop again, she even said it. She realized that. That's Tequila and that's Remy.
Oh my gosh, you remembered them. They're so cute though.
I know.
And they're so sweet.
I know.
I'm sure they loved all the snuggles. I mean, all the
pets and stuff. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good night though. And you know what? What I was reading about Halloween and the big debate is, does trunk or treat or these mall events, is it ruining the whole Halloween celebration? Meaning, everyone's doing this stuff because it's safer. Like Oakview Mall, they did a giant thing. There's a ton of kids. So is it the same thing or is it ruining Halloween, that whole walking down the street, going door to door? Because even my buddy Tim that lives out west, he said it was less people than normal. And he had about 150 people, he said.
I think this so, is, yeah. I think what it is the proliferation of candy.
Yeah.
It used to be, this was your chance to get candy. Uh-huh. Like candy just didn't live always around. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like it was like, oh, can I get a candy bar at the store? You know, and that was like a treat. People didn't yeah. have. Now I just feel like everybody's like, it's like candy's no big deal. Like so it what? Doesn't right. move the needle. I mean,
I saw a lot of bags. There were a lot of plastic sacks, and I said to Wiley, mm-hmm. I'm like, why aren't these kids using a
garbage? I mean, they're using grocery bags.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just, I mean, in my head, I'm like, I would use a pillowcase. That's what we grew up with. It's mm-hmm. easier. They ain't going to bag. They ain't going to fall, anything like that. One kid had a bowl.
Oh, that doesn't like seem very.
No, he came with a bowl, Molly. I'm like, you got a bowl. And then
he's holding it. He's like, stuff's spilling out everywhere. I mean, it's almost like it feels like a field day competition.
It is.
Bowl full of candy. Bowl. Get it from one end of the field to the next.
So we had a clear, big plastic bowl, right? And so that stood out. And I even said something to him and I laughed about it. I'm like, why does this kid have a bowl? So get this. The next day, right? I see yeah. a message. It might have been on Nextdoor, you know, that Karen app or whatever. But anyway, uh-huh. there's a notice that somebody is calling someone out and said, return the bowl.
Oh, they stole
or we're going to, your kids. He said something like, your kids, if your kids stole our bowl, they need to bring it back because it's on Ring or we're going to blast their pictures out. I'm like, how dare you? What, I mean, what kind of, really? They're little kids? You're going to really
what kid
do that?
Steals the bowl?
You're well, like, those are, that's,
you,
that just
you
said.
You empty the bowl, but like, yeah. you don't take it.
I know. But you know what? The kids are just running wild out there. You know, yeah. they're just running wild out there. So I don't know what the situation is. I don't know if this kid was the actual bowl thief because of the fact he had
or
a
they
bowl.
Were, just passing, I mean, were they just passing the bowl, passing around the bowl?
I don't know.
They're like, that has a whole new meaning
oh,
now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it does. So I'm thinking that kid took it. I don't know. Because, again, why
that
would you come
sucks.
With a bowl?
Well, that is
it
weird.
Was weird.
I mean, that is weird.
You're doing it wrong. Yes.
Mara has a Halloween. So, it's a cat.
Yeah.
And
okay,
it's,
yeah.
it's got her name on it. Like my mom got it for her. It's like from Pottery Barn or something. And it's like felt and it okay. is embroidered or whatever.
Oh, nice.
So she asked me last night. She's like, can I have it? I'm like, yeah, this is yours. It literally has your name on it. So
is it big? Is it big enough for... Did they
it's
do
like the size
hole?
Of a purse. I mean, it's
all right,
pretty
so it's
good.
Big
it's
enough.
Pretty decent. Yeah, it's a pretty decent size.
Okay.
Peter had to do the mandatory, I got to check your candy.
Oh, yeah.
Last night. She's like, I bet you do. And he yes. helped himself. He's like, a couple of these look suspicious.
Yeah, speaking of Peter, I do have a question. We do have a yeah. question from Tasha from Midtown. She wants to, by the way, no dumb questions. You can send your questions to bpscrasher@gmail.com. And also there's that number 402-915-0962 where you can leave texts. This is from Tasha. It says, what's one thing you pretend to like because your husband loves it? Ooh, This is obviously to you. I'm not married to Peter.
What do I pretend to like because he loves it?
Yeah, there's got to be something. I mean, sports, do you pretend to like the Bears or do you
I
like
don't,
the Bears?
You know, I don't pretend. We've been together too long for me to pretend.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Your answer.
Like,
yeah.
like that ship has sailed. Any kind of sports.
Okay.
You know what? This yeah. is what I pretend. This is what I pretend.
All
this
right.
is when it, in relation to sports. I pretend to care when he tells me about it.
Oh, okay.
Like he's like, oh, you know, this thing happened. And I'm like, tell me. Fascinating. Like he'll talk to me about, be like, hold on, come over here. I'm going to rewind this. You got to see this. Like that's the stuff where I was like, thanks for holding that for me, babe.
Yeah.
Thanks for rewinding so I could watch that. Because I didn't understand everything that just happened in that play.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's me. Like okay. that's me pretending.
I feel like that's our job to annoy you guys, not on purpose, because you guys are our people. Like I annoyed the hell out of Wylene to the point where she wouldn't even talk when we were driving.
Oh,
and then
really?
You know what I do? Yeah, then you know what I do? I mean, she's not mad. I'm just, she told me I was high strung today.
You are.
you know, I was just high strung because I was trying to figure out something. We went to Wheatfields and picked up cinnamon rolls, gluten free, right? But we also have Manuel's, my brother in law. His birthday party was last week. We were out of town, so we're gonna swing over there, and I wanted to bring him a chocolate cake, right? Just a piece. Okay. Well, here's the deal. I said, should I just get this right here and then he can share it? I was meaning share it with Camila, his Katie. Daughter.
Oh,
not Katie, because Katie's not Katie's birthday, but Katie's gluten free.
Oh, okay.
So I kept saying, well, why should Manuel have to eat gluten free? It's his birthday. So it's like that whole deal.
I don't know. Like, why are you still talking about this?
Yes, that's where it went to. And then I
she probably has a lot of that because you do get wound up. And when you get wound up, you are operating at a frequency.
On a high level.
Yes. Yeah, like at a frequency that it is just like you just got to sit back and go, go.
Just. But so she wasn't really speaking. And I kept, and to make it worse, I kept going, why are you mad at me or something? What's going on? What, you know, I was making it worse.
Oh my God. She's like, no, I'm not, I'm getting mad at you. You're making me mad. You're like, why aren't you paying attention to me?
It's our job. Gracie, we had Super Gracie, our super producer. Does your boyfriend drive you crazy sometimes?
Yes.
So. Okay,
sometimes.
Right.
Well, you know, they're still in the fun. I mean, they're still, you know, newly living together. You're just still thinking, you know, you're still pretending.
There you go. Let's be honest.
Still pretending. I remember when I first dated Peter, he loved having people over. Loved it. We hosted all the time. Every weekend we would have something. And he was pretending. Until he didn't anymore. And then that stopped. He's like, I love you, but I don't love it. I was like, what are you talking about? Grace. We have parties all the time. He's like, you have parties all the time.
Yeah.
I have been pretending that this is okay. I was like, oh, how dare you? And by the way, we have six more parties this month. He's like, of course we do.
Yeah.
We have three parties this month.
I wonder what there is where Wyleen was pretending. I don't think she pretended. There's a whole lot, right? Yeah.
I love how you're like, I don't think she was pretending. She's like, then I'm doing the Academy Award goes to. You're like, Wyleen, you get the award. He doesn't even know you're pretending.
I remember we were at a family get together, whatever, a big party, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And then I remember leaning over to her and saying, we got to get out of here. Let's get out of here. And so she said, so she's like, okay, a couple minutes. So then she made the announcement to everybody. She's like, hey, we got to get out of here. We got to get the dogs fed and get them outside. Mm-hmm. And I go, what? Really? We got to go.
She's like, don't overplay it.
No, she got in the car and said, you're a good actor. I made her look like the bad person.
You're like, excellent.
Pretend.
Oh, are no, you babe. Something? Really? We got to leave? Oh, shoot. Dang it.
I know.
Okay. You're such a buzzkill.
All right. You got something from Sarah, right? Dumb question or whatever question. Okay.
Okay. So, if the past is gone and the future hasn't happened, does the present really exist?
Oh, my God.
So if the past is behind you, future's ahead of you, what is this?
If the past is behind you, this is like a riddle. If the past is behind you, right?
Yes. Me, she's behind getting really existential.
And the future's what?
So it is if the past is gone. And the future hasn't happened. Does the present really exist?
Well, this is the present. This is the present right here. But every time I say something, it just happened.
Just happened. It's the past now. And here we are in the future, but it's past now.
Oh, yeah.
Is there the past?
the past already is always happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right,
and the future is always ahead. Always. Like,
well,
the minute we speak, it's past.
But you're always thinking. You're always thinking in the future. You're always thinking in the future.
Present, but how can you live in a present when it's constantly just a future that's waiting to be a past?
It's not real. It's a scam.
The present's a scam.
The present's a scam.
All you people living in the present, suckers.
Yeah. Don't live in the present.
Live in the future. Dwell on the past.
And don't dwell on the past. There's our words of wisdom.
They're like, our Friday show. And these guys just laid it on us. See,
yeah.
There aren't any dumb questions, but we can serve up the stupid answers like nobody else.
Like nobody else.
And now that's behind me.
That is a tough one. It's not a tough one because it only makes sense that we do, in fact, live in the future. Yeah, that is.
Thank you,
Sarah. Why would you talk about the present then? Why would we even use the word present? Be present. I am present. I'm past.
Yeah.
I'm past present. Now.
Already happened. Yeah. I'm done. It's past me.
Okay. That's a good question. Wow.
Heavy.
That has everybody thinking. So yeah, right? You guys had to run a response.
Little head scratcher for Monday. Think about that. Uh-huh. Ponder that for the week.
Yes, for sure. All right, I have another one.
Okay.
Let me get to it. This is like, sometimes people will send us messages because they need help with some stuff that's going on. And we'll take those questions of help all the time.
Yeah.
This one right here comes from Grant. It says, the woman I'm dating has terrible breath. How do I tell her?
Well,
I don't know.
You don't have Beth to. Mint? You just have to break up with her, Grant.
Yeah.
You're not going to get better.
God, we talked about that mm-hmm. halitosis. How do you tell her? I mean, if she had something in her nose,
would you say something?
Yeah. You would tell him? All right, like, you would tell him?
A little something right here. That's easy. That's an easy one.
It seems like the breath thing is easy.
Whatever.
Isn't the breath thing easy?
Breath is like, personal. That's like telling somebody that they stink.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got something in your nose, that's an initially fixable thing. Like, oh, let me get a tissue. If you've got something in your teeth, it happens. People eat salad, whatever.
Yeah.
You smelling, there's no immediate fix for that. Like
there's not.
You have to go home.
Yeah, you do. Or eat mint. Eat a mint.
If I guess.
Someone stinks.
Well, hurtful. Because then you're like, oh my God, have I had dragon breath this whole time? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, huh. I think you just, unless it's the love of your life, you just got to break up.
The easy way out.
Just
all right.
Out
so
there.
A little bit about
get
me. If you have something in your nose, I will not say nothing.
Okay.
If you have something in your teeth, I will not say anything. I'll just let you keep going.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of the person I am. I don't want them to feel weird, but I know it doesn't make sense because I'm making them stand out. Now, you know, Cindy's walking up and she's like, oh my God. Now, if Wylene did, I would say something.
Okay.
But she doesn't ever. Not yet. Hasn't happened.
She doesn't ever. She's perfect.
She's 100% perfect.
Nothing gets stuck in her teeth.
Okay. Not long ago, we had a bunch of people over before we shut down the pool. And I had that screen outside. We're watching the football game, right? It's getting cold outside. Anyway, I ran upstairs to get a pair of sweatpants. I've worn a sweatpants since, I don't know, it's been a while because I don't wear sweatpants. It's hot. It's summertime, springtime, blah, blah, blah. Well, what happened was, have you ever did your laundry and kept it in the washer too long?
Oh, and it has a funk to it?
Yes.
That's when you rewash it before you put it in the dryer. You're like, too bad,
I
forgot about you.
Well, it got in the dryer. Okay. And then from the dryer is hot and just baking that stuff on the clothes. Okay. So then it went from the dryer into my dresser.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have stinky pants and you're just walking around. And you're like, what's that smell? They're like, it's you. It's your pants.
I could smell it. It was so bad.
That's how bad it
and
was?
So, yes, is that bad, Molly? And so I couldn't smell it when I was putting it on or anything like that. It wasn't until I got into the fresh, clean air, the crisp air. For some reason, stuff just popped. So I'm sitting down next to my brother-in-law, Manuel, and we're watching the game. And I'm smelling it, and I can't tell. I just know that smell. Everyone listening knows that smell. And then I'm sitting there for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Okay. And I had to finally say something. I said, do I stink?
He's like, I wasn't going to say anything.
Yes.
But yes.
He suddenly said, yes. I'm like, oh, God, that's what I smell. And then I ran back to the drawer.
And double down, you usually do. You're like, wait, what? This isn't a one-off, Mike. You stink a lot.
You stink a lot. Yeah. Anyway, that's just an example of not saying something. I think we should all be good humans and say something. I don't know why I do that. I mean,
there's a very kind way of doing it. I mean, because
agree.
We're all human. It happens, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and if you're just like, oh, you just got a little something right here. I mean, just play it like, and don't do
it. It's not a big deal.
Like I wouldn't, like if I was standing in a group of like four people,
yeah,
I wouldn't be like, hey, you know what I mean? You got to
I know what you mean.
You got to pick your moments. You're not going to do it and be like, oh, that's great, Steve. Hey, by the way, Jennifer, a little something. That's just cruel.
All right. So what about something like something as simple as like lipstick?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we knew somebody, we all knew somebody that would, that had lipstick, wore lipstick. And a lot of times, sometimes the lipstick would get on the teeth.
Oh, right? That's always tough.
It's tough. And it would smear and it'd smear a little bit because obviously something happened, whatever on that person's face. Mm-hmm. So whenever I spoke with that person and that was going on, I'm a bad human, people, but I'm human. Whenever I spoke to that particular person, I would not say a stinking word, knowing that she's going to continue through her day. And hopefully somebody says something. I don't know. That's a hard thing to do.
Know, but you know what's worse?
What?
Is that person getting to a mirror and realizing that they had an entire conversation with you and you didn't say anything. You just stood there and let them look like that. Like, that's actually more insulting. You're like, what a jackass.
Oh,
like, I had
I'll
something in my teeth. Like, really? Like, he's just going to sit there and be like, I did not see that head of lettuce that was sticking out of your incisor. Whatever. You're like, okay, you know what? You're a dick. Like, that is a dick move.
Believe me, every time I walked away after having the conversation with lipstick on the teeth lady, I felt awful. Because I know that situation's going to happen where that person is eventually going to look in the mirror or on their phone or whatever and see what I saw and wonder why I didn't say anything.
And yet, you never did. Because I know who this is, and it wasn't a one-off.
Yeah, it was several times. It was all the time.
There were other opportunities to be a better person after you felt bad for not being a good person. You're like, you know what? I felt really bad afterwards. And then here you are, time two. You're like, still going to do what I did before, which is say nothing and feel
say
bad about it later.
Nothing.
Bad. I felt bad, quote, bad about it later.
You know where it comes from?
What?
We went to amusement park. I want to say it was Disneyland or something like that, where the lines were long and we're little kids, right? I'm standing in this line with my big brother. He's always been bigger than me. He's 1 year difference, but he's always just been bigger than me, like very big. He had his zipper down. I don't know for how long, right? And we're kids. Mm-hmm. And I never said anything until he figured it out. And I said, and then I admitted that I saw it.
Why
and then
would
he
you
slapped
admit
me.
That? Just be like, I had no idea. Like you ratted yourself out.
Yes,
you
he slapped
idiot.
Me. Got out of line because he was so embarrassed that he thought everyone saw because he was at that age. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what it is. That has to be it is now that I'm thinking about it. That has to be the thing. Because I there's not a whole lot I remember like that as a child. For some reason, I uh-huh. always remember the bad things, right? Okay. So that must be the reason why I don't ever say anything.
Didn't you ever hear XYZ, examine your zipper?
No.
Have you never turned to somebody and go XYZ? And they're like, thanks. Zip.
No, XYZ, I've never, okay.
examine your all zipper. Right. Yeah, well, that's all you have to say to somebody is XYZ.
XYZ?
And you're like, got it covered.
Okay.
Thank you.
So
I've said it to somebody before. I've absolutely been like, hey, blah, 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 XYZ.
I guess it's no different than bat in a cave.
Yeah, but that's a little like, again, in mixed company, bat in the cave. Am I right? Such a jackass. Couldn't say that in private. You had to say that as your toast at my wedding.
There you go.
To the bride. Bat in the cave. Like, he was the worst. I told you not to ask him to be in the wedding party. You insisted. He's a good friend. He's changed. He's not going to embarrass you or me.
Uh-huh.
And then he did.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for that.
So NFL back to the girlfriend. Is teaming up with Lululemon.
Are they really?
Yes.
Really?
This is the first time. So they are now doing branded logos, and it's for every team. So this happens to be the Bears. So this is one of the signature pieces for Lululemon. It's the scuba sweatshirt. Okay. And so you can get that. It's got the Bear logo. I mean, this particular one, this sweatshirt is $128.
Yeah, have fun with that one. Go get ours.
So it is not, but they have leggings. They've got their crossbody bag, which I love. But again, it's like $48.
$48. Are you a Lululemon person then? Or
I have stuff. I've never purchased it for myself. I've gotten it as gifts.
So it's a woman's scuba oversized. What does that mean, scuba? I don't know what that is. I know what material. Scuba is, but
it's the material. It's almost like that nylon, whatever that stuff is called. Like it's that sort of material. And then, but they also have men's. I mean, it isn't just going to be women's. So they have men's hoodies. They've got kids stuff. They've got everything. But Lululemon is finally teaming up. You get it at fanatics.com.
Okay.
But I mean, the thing about it is that it's not cheap.
It's
Lululemon prices.
And she's wearing also, I'm looking at it right now, it looks like she's wearing Lululemon. Those look like the camel toe edition.
Yeah, that's not a good look. I'm sure that model's like, why did you use that photo? Talk about bat in the cave. You're like, where was the photo editor for that? Was he asleep at the wheel or just wanted to laugh at my expense? Because it does look
like
it is. It does. It's not a good, crinkle. No, like there's like not. there's like a seam and a shadow.
Out now, the camel toe edition of Lululemon.
But they do have leggings as well. And the leggings are really cute. And I saw the legging model and I immediately thought like, well, does that ass come with those pants? Because that's totally worth it.
God, wouldn't that be great if
you could buy the body?
You buy the body. Oh my God. You just buy the body. And,
so that's there's another one. There we go.
Oh,
that's
there's the body one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lululemon Women's Align High Rise. I mean, they look nice.
The high rise.
Peter came down for the Bears game the other day.
Yeah.
And I didn't take a picture on account of the fact that he was like, don't put me on blast. But now I'm just going to talk about it instead of showing. He was head to toe in Bears gear.
Was he
and when
really?
I say head to toe in Bears gear, I mean, he had a Bears baseball cap, a Bears sweatshirt.
Okay.
Bear zebra pant, like Zuba pants.
He doesn't go in public with those Zuba pants, does he?
No.
Okay. No, are they like pajama pants?
They're like pajama pants. They're the ones that like they're like zebra stripes, but all the stripes are, you know, Bears colors. So that orange and that blue. He then had Argyle Bears socks on with those pants. And then over the entire thing was wearing his Bears robe. which is a robe with just a bunch of bear logos all over it. He was a walking disaster. Like I think he was wearing like every pattern. Like he came in and I was like, this is the loudest elephant I think I've ever seen.
Hey, I'll tell you. Oh, wait, when did they lose? Did they lose this past weekend? I didn't even realize. I thought they had won for some reason. I don't, because they're doing very well.
Yeah, they are doing well. And then he went ahead and showboated with all of his disgusting bear gear all at once. No. I was like, they lost because you look ridiculous.
Did you get a photo? Why don't you get photos of this stuff? I guess you don't want to blast him.
Because
out
he
like
would
that.
Be like, don't you put that on your show. Be like, okay. Peek. Yeah, I mean,
That's funny that you bring this up, and I keep forgetting. So, Colin, the oldest stepson, for Christmas last year, he bought me a Husker jacket. Right, it's a jacket, but it's the most obnoxious jacket I've ever seen.
Is it red?
It's everything. Next podcast, I'll show it because it's downstairs. Please. I don't want to run off.
No, that's fine.
I forgot about it until you said it, and I need to wear it because he bought it. It wasn't something that was super cheap, so I'm going to have to sport this thing. It's something you don't want to wear in public unless you're that guy. I mean, I'd be weird about wearing that to the game.
Really?
Yeah, it's not that it's bad. It's just, gross.
Is it red? And
yeah, it's everything. It's a Husker jacket.
Well, I mean, it's everything, Huskers, but like, is it mostly red?
It's all red. 100% red.
Wow. It's a look.
Yeah, it's something else. So I'll wear it next time. Back to costume changes.
I mean, places, everyone, places. Did somebody say costume?
Somebody said costume. All right. Hey, we will talk about it here coming up here.
Okay.
But I got off the phone last week with Candace from the Lydia House. Mm. I still need to have a conversation with her. It is the time of giving, people. You know that the show has always been all about helping out people. I believe that's what it's all about. That's why you do radio. That's why you do this podcast and stuff like that. So you can help out the community because not everybody has a microphone that reaches out to a lot of people. So anyway, we're working on something that's going to be very special. And I think you guys are going to like it. I just want to throw that out there real quick.
Giving back's huge. I mean, we're lucky, you know, and we've got a lot of support from the community, and it's one of the littlest ways that we can help give back is like funnel some of that positive energy to other places in the city.
Yeah. Cause if you're not doing that, then what are you doing? You know what I mean? It's like, I've always believed that if you don't just have a microphone and don't use it for some positive stuff. Granted, I use it for a lot of negative fun stuff.
Yeah, you do. And let me tell you, this one time of the year is not, it's not the karma car wash that you think it is, but.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, all right. I did that one good thing. Everyone's like, stack that up against the other end of the scale. You'll
as
see
many times as the diaper drive. I've always felt like that if things get really bad for me, and I don't want to put this out there, I always felt that is the one thing where when I'm up there at the gates, I could say, diaper drive?
God's like. Mm-hmm. No, but diaper drive. Come on. Right? Like. Let's go to page 750 out of this tome. Some people have encyclopedia sets. We've just got all of your moments from your life.
Oh my God. I would love to see an encyclopedia.
Oh my God. I would be terrified.
All the moments. Wouldn't that be awesome though? If somebody handed you over from day one, an encyclopedia of all the, not just bad, but everything. The moments in your life, clips. Of this, of me looking at someone and having a conversation with someone that has lipstick smeared and all over their teeth, that moment.
You're like, I didn't say anything. And it felt so good. God's like, and that's why you're not invited. in past go back. This point. You just go get back. To stay in the entryway, the reception area, as we like to call it.
The reception area. All right. Also, if you made it this far, thank you so much. Make sure you rate, you review, you like everywhere that you listen. Someone did get a hold of us, Molly, and we will chat about it on Wednesday, who've just found us.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Welcome.
People are still finding us. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank you 100%. But we're going to get out of here. We're going to rock and roll. You guys have a great motivational day. Just remember the possum. At the bottom of the garbage can.
Fight like that possum.
Yeah. Your day. All right. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.